Hi everybody, I'm Terry Brown and this is Bass Fan Radio, and with me is Indiana angler Wes Thomas. And Wes, welcome to the program.
Appreciate it, Terry. Glad to be part of it, and hopefully have a good time.
Well, let's talk about the Fuji team a little bit if we can. You know, it's really neat to see the non-endemic sponsors jumping on board, and that's a pretty prestigious group of guys you fish with.
Yes, it is. I feel very fortunate to be included with these people. We have on the team Randy Blockett, Wesley Strader, myself, Sam Sweat, Sean Stickler, and Joel Richardson from North Carolina. A good bunch of guys, a lot of good experience, and you know, a lot of tournament wins there under their belts. And we're fortunate to have such a good team, and very fortunate to be associated with Fujifilm.
Do you ever have to worry about running out of film?
No, we take a lot of pictures, trust me, and lots of film, and they're really into the family-oriented side of fishing and trying to include kids and children and stuff like that. It's a great outfit.
Well, you know, it's not been too long ago you were a Federation angler, fished the Red Man Trail, which became the BFL Trail, and now have made it to the big time, went through the Everstarts and now fishing FLW. That's got to be kind of neat for you.
It is. It really is. I'm 52 years old, so I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I've kind of went through the ranks, like you mentioned there, and it's kind of like living your dream to get an opportunity to go and do this. But it's an extremely hard job, too. You really have to work at it to succeed. It's like anything else you're going to do. Whatever you put into it, that's what you can get out of it. So if you go about it with the attitude that you're not going to do well, you won't do well. So you have to really kind of, you know, think that if I'm not doing this, somebody else is. So you just got to get in there and do it.
Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, a lot of the guys that have fished across the country have come from places like Texas and Florida and Georgia. California has become a big name, but Indiana, there's been some pretty good anglers come out of Indiana as well.
Well, it's kind of a standing joke here in Indiana. We've got about 5,000 fishermen, and we've got about 10 fish, and we just kind of take turns catching them once in a while. And if you can catch bass in Indiana on a consistent basis, you can go basically anywhere in the country and catch them.
Well, it's amazing. I know a lot of guys have said in Indiana, you know, you've got different fish and they're all named. You know, you're going to go catch Harry from this bush and then Louie over here from this other bush. Is that right?
That's almost right. There's certain logs and things that in some of our popular lakes and on the Ohio River there that are just mainstays that you know that if you go to that particular log and you're the first guy there, you're going to catch one. You know, it's just the way it is, and if you're the fifth guy there, you're probably not going to catch one, so it's almost got them named, yes.
Well, let's talk about the seventh place finish here recently down in Louisiana, and that had to be a fun time for you.
It really was. I really thought I was in second place after 2 days, and I really thought I had an area that was strong enough to maybe even win the tournament, but the competition, when you get into that final 10 guys and stuff, well, you stub your toe just a little bit, and those guys will leapfrog over top of you, and you know, it's hard to come back when you're fishing an area like that that a lot of fish are being caught, and a lot of them are close to being the same size, so it's hard to make up very much weight, and I kind of stumbled that third day a little bit and let them get ahead of me, and I just couldn't overcome it.
Well, I got to talk about the beads. You know, that's something that I think if anybody's been watching the FLW trail, they notice this guy with the big handlebar mustache. I guess it's a Fu Manchu mustache. And a big, heavy, thick rascal. But you got some beads around your neck. Tell me the story about that.
That's a weird story, too. And I'm always one to, you know, kind of go for the good side of things. And, you know, I like to do what I'm doing, but I want to have fun when I'm doing it. And at registration down there that night at Morgan City, a lady from the Tourism Council had a bunch of Mardi Gras beads there, and I was going to try to get some from her to bring them home to my little girl, and she said, well, just take some, and she said, here's a lucky set for you. So I just stuck them around my neck and didn't think nothing of it, and some of the guys said, oh, man, what are you doing wearing them beads? I said, well, they're going to be my good luck beads. So the next day during the tournament, I started catching fish, and I'd get them beads out from under my shirt and rub on them and talk to them, and every time I'd do that, I'd catch a few fish, and so I just... And then that day at the weigh-in, I kind of told the story. And being in second place after 2 days, I had to go to a Walmart store to get some baits that I'd kind of run out of. And this was like 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. And this lady comes up to me, and she says, aren't you Wes Thomas, the guy with the beads? And I said, yep. And she said, well, I'm the queen of the Mardi Gras down here. And she said, I'm going to make you some special beads. She said, they'll be at your boat in the morning at 5:30 at your takeoff. And I said, oh, that sounds great. So believe it or not, at 5:30 the next morning, this guy walks up to my boat, hands me a set of beads that's made like Mardi Gras beads, but there's five fish hanging on these beads, five little plastic fish hanging on these beads. And I use them, and I go out and catch me five fish with these beads. So the beads are staying with me, man.
Hey, I tell you what, I'll carry those beads. If you want to send them up and let me borrow them for a little bit, I'd be glad to do that. But that now it's got kind of got that thing is going to put a whammy on you a little bit, isn't it?
I'm telling you, I don't know what to think. I don't know what the people in our next FLW tournament's over at Lake Murray in South Carolina, and I'm not sure what those people are going to think about me walking around with Mardi Gras beads on over there, but they're going to be with me, I tell you.
Well, you know, let's talk about something here. Maybe you come up with something, you can get a sponsor that'll provide beads for you.
Well, a good friend of mine called me after the tournament. He was hoping I could win the tournament. He said, "You let me down, man. You let me down." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I got a semi-load of beads sitting up here, ready to close the market on these lucky beads." And he said, "Then you don't even win the tournament." He said, "What am I going to do with all these beads now?"
Oh, got a whole truckload of them. He's going to have trouble getting rid of them. But, hey, I tell you what, the way you're fishing right now, he may be able to keep a hold of them for a little bit, and they may come value here before the year's over with.
Well, I hope so. I'm having a good time, and like I say, the competition is really keen in those, and you just have to be on your toes at all time, and it's so important to try to catch every bite you get, and you have to be really ready, and when you get that opportunity comes along, well, you got to be ready to seize it, I'll guarantee you.
Well, let's talk about perspective, and I know a lot of guys that fish on the trail. I fish myself, and you watch guys that are out there, boy, they're always serious, and they're really grinding all the time, but you have a blast when you're out on the water, don't you?
Yes, I do, and I told the camera people down there, I said, you know, I'm going to be maybe go about this a little bit different than you normally. I said, I'm not going to sit here and stare at the water for 8 hours and see me turn a reel handle. I said, I'm going to be talking and cutting up and stuff, but I said, it's just my way of kind of releasing a little bit of the tension and stuff and having a good time. But I said, I guarantee you I'm going to be concentrating on what I'm doing, but I've just got a little bit different aspect about how to go do it. Gary Klein can probably go 6 hours or 8 hours and say three words, catch 20 pounds of fish. I couldn't do that. I mean, I can catch the 20 pounds, but I've got to be talking while we're doing it.
That's what fishing's all about, you know, that perspective of having that co-angler with you. Now, up to the last two or three days of the tournament, you guys are fishing with a co-angler, and what did he think about the beads?
Well, one of them said he wanted a set of them. I wouldn't give him any of them, but my co-angler come in fourth. He done good. He got him a nice check. A gentleman from Tyler, Texas, got him a real nice check. He was tickled to death.
Well, I bet you now I know another place you can get rid of some of those beads that are in that semi. What do you think about that? Well, anyway, I guess one of the things, Wes, you know, knowing you just the time that I have, you know, what are some of the things that you really like to fish? What are some of the techniques you like to fish?
I really feel like that my strength is being able to be, to do a multiple of things. I really prefer to fish shallow, off-colored water like most anglers, but it doesn't bother me to, I can do it with a spinnerbait, I can flip a jig and do it, a tube. I really like to throw a wacky worm and stuff, kind of hooked with a little bit different twist that I do. If the water has just got enough clarity in it and it's the right time of year, I love to catch them that way. It's a lot of fun. But I'm just as at home going out and throwing a jerkbait or something and doing that, or throwing a topwater. I think that's, you have to be very versatile and not get locked into one thing, because if those fish are not onto what you're locked into, you're not going to do very well.
Well, I got to tell you, on my computer at my home, I've got a screensaver, and it's a picture of you in that Fuji shirt, that bright Fuji shirt, throwing a buzzbait by a stump down in Louisiana.
Yes. I tried that, Sam. I caught a few fish in practice on that. My co-angler caught about a 3.5-pounder in the tournament on it. So, I mean, that was working down there a little bit. It was a tool to catch a couple fish with.
Well, Wes, I appreciate you being with us, and Bass Fan Radio is going to try to follow you along the tournament trail, and thanks for being with us.
That's not a problem, Terry. I appreciate it. Anytime, I'd be more than happy to help you out.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.